Now, many people seem to have the idea that finding those 2.1% of patients with micrometastases allows you to cure all of them by administering the appropriate therapy, and that, of course, is not true. If we look at what we know from B32, where there was a 1.2% difference in overall survival and a 2.8% difference in the incidence of distant metastases, and we think about the Oxford Overview analysis, where if you look at the benefit of adding chemotherapy to the most favorable group, namely ER-negative women under the age of 50, that results in about a 36% reduction in the risk of recurrence and a 25% reduction in death, which, if you do the mathematics, adds up to a grand total of a 0.3% mortality reduction by treating those women with micrometastases with systemic chemotherapy. If you